This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We adore you, O God, Ancient of Days. Thank you because you have created all things for your pleasure. And for your pleasure, they are created. Thank you because we have been created for your pleasure. We exalt you, O God. We are your creatures. You created us. You are our God. Yet you love us so much. You are our creator, but you love us. You are our creator, but you desire us. You desire to raise us. You desire to bring us up to where you are. You are our creator. We are your creatures. God. We are your creatures. Yet you desire to share your things with us. We give glory to your name, O God. We exalt you, Lord. We adore you. We thank you. Thank you for the love that you have loved us with. Your great love with which you have loved us. We don't know why you love us. But we know that you love us. You love us so much. You called us. You predestinated us to be conformed to the image of your son. That he might be the firstborn amongst all brethren. Father, you love us so much. You designed before the world was that we will be like you. We will be your image and your likeness. What great mercy. What great love. What great mercy, what great love that our creator, we want to share his own things with us. You promised us all things, God. You promised us all things, God. Though we are your creatures, what manner of love? Behold, what manner of love? What manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Behold, what manner of love. Behold, what, you know, when you know what it means to be a son of God, then you will understand what manner of love brought that to being. Behold, what manner of love. What manner of love. Are you thinking in your heart that God does not love you? It's because you don't know why, what you were predestinated for. What God has called you into. And that calling of God is without repentance. He has called you. He has called you. He has called you to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus. Forget what you are going through. He has called you to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has called you to his kingdom and his glory. That calling stands. You are the only one that can abort it. I like that thing that God told that brother. Now who give up, mess up? Now who give up, mess up? You will now mess up. Yeah. On your calling to glory. Yeah. You will not mess up. I said that calling stands as long as you don't mess up. Hallelujah. God is good. He deserves all our praise. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. I want to give thanks to God for his mercies. I want to thank him for making us to remain in him up until now. I want to thank him for seeing us through 2025. We are here thanking him. It is his mercy that has brought us. We thank God for the privilege God has given to us. The Lord Jesus said, I am here. Say, I have come. That's a great privilege for a people to be able to bring Jesus into their midst, into their assembly. It's a mighty privilege that God has given to, that we have found. It's not every assembly that Jesus walks in like that easily. A lot of assemblies have sent him out because of what the people hear and the life that they live. So we should give thanks to God that God is bringing things to us that is making him to come to our midst. It is worth giving thanks to God for. Because when Jesus comes, he doesn't come ordinarily. He comes with blessings because he's a blessed one. He doesn't come into our assembly ordinarily. When he said, I have come, he has come to bless. He has come to heal. He has come to raise. We give glory to Jesus for that. We give glory to Jesus for that. Before he comes, he sends his word to a people. And when the people embrace his word, he will come close to them. So we give thanks to Jesus for the supply of grace over our pastor, for the supply of meat in due season. He brings meat. It's God that has given them the grace to bring those meat and drink for us to partake of, so that we can grow and become a tree that can attract spirits to come to our midst. We thank him for the spirit, supply of spirit. Every time we gather, Spirit of God is present with us. It is worth giving thanks to God for. We give him glory. We give him glory that the assembly is not a dry assembly. It's not dry. It's not void of spirit. Hallelujah! It's not void of spirit. You don't know what it means to go to a place that is void of spirit. People will be reading newspaper. They will be sleeping. They will go to church. They will be wondering, why did I go to church? I got to waste my time. You don't know what that means. But God has been faithful to us. Anytime we come here, everybody is coming with expectation to meet with the Lord, to see God move in our midst. And each time we come, we appreciate. We become better. We become better. We make resolutions to follow God. It is worth giving thanks to God for. An assembly that you come and you are changed. An assembly that you come, you draw closer to God. God draws closer to you. It is worth giving thanks to God for. The most important thing in the life of a man is that you are changing. That's the most important thing. You can increase in goods. You can increase in whatever you want to increase in. But the fact that you are changing, if you increase and you are not changing, you are not better than a goat. What's the difference? A goat will eat and die and remain the same. But the privilege God has given to us is that we change, we morph, we increase, we grow, we grow. We grow, we grow. We grow. Thank God for growth. Growth is changing you from a mere man, from a carnal man, from an ordinary man. You are changing. You are fulfilling purpose. You are fulfilling the purpose for which you were created. You were created to be in the image and likeness of God. And if you come to this world and you make all the billions, I remember one of the old fathers of faith. With the little that God committed into their hands, they appreciated it so much. Smith Wigglesworth. He said, I will rather be used by the Spirit for 1 minute than for you to give me $1 million. what he's thanking God for, what he prefers, is not even up to what God is doing to us. He was telling people that he prefers to be used of the Spirit. That the Spirit will come on him and he'll be used of the Spirit for 1 minute, 1 minute, than for you to give him $1 million. The Spirit is not just coming on us. The Spirit is changing us. The Spirit is raising us, making us to become more like him. Making us to become more like him. More like him. More like him. More like him. Then we should rejoice. We have every reason to thank God. This is precious. More precious than gold, the Spirit of God in the heart of a man is more precious than gold. We are appreciating every day because of the supply of the Spirit, because of the supply of the Word of God. And the fact that you are appreciating, that is why you can see strange things happening. Miracles happening in our... Miracles will become a cheap thing when a people appreciate by the day. What man calls impossible will be made possible in our midst. Because of the supply of the grace of God, of the Spirit of God, present in our midst for one thing to change. The real blessing is that you change. The real blessing is that a man change. You don't understand what God has done to us. You know, I was reading through the book of Revelation, how angels... creatures that don't have our privilege. They don't have the privilege God has given to man. Angels, creatures, they don't have the privilege that we have. See the way they worship God. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, there are some creatures of God. The Bible says they rest not night and day. They don't rest night and day. Just, not because God gave them butter. Not because God gave them car. Not because God gave them house. Not because God gave them dodo and rice. Just because they are creatures of God. And they see this God as he that is worthy of their praise. All their life, that's what they do. They are not given the same privilege that we have as man. Because the Bible says he did not put in subjection the world to come to angels. The world to come that we speak, he has not put it in the subjection of angels. The world to come that we preach. He said, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. We speak. We are speaking something that angels that are better than us, by creation, by make. Bible says where the first man, Adam, was made a little lower than the angels. A little lower than the angels. But that lower than the angels, God has put in subjection to him the world to come, whereof we speak. You know, until we begin to appreciate what is contained in these things, you will not be able to, you will not know how to thank God well. When you want to thank God, you have a need of understanding of what God is offering to man. Number one, of who God is. Of who God is. If we know who God is and what he's now offering to man himself, you will forget that you have not eaten for 2 days. You know, there are some realities that people like David came into that said, when he said, I have exalted your word above my necessary food. Above my necessary food. He came into some understanding of what the word of God can do to a man. What the word of God means to a man. How weighty the word of God is. He said, I have exalted it above my necessary food. It is only because we don't have understanding that food, necessary food, becomes more important to us. than the things that God has to offer. The word of God communicates to us the things of God, the substances of God. It's more than eating food. Revelation chapter 4. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and rest not day and night. Why are they not resting day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." They rest not day and night. Did God give them house to live in? The angels. Why are they saying this? They are seeing God in a measure. They are seeing who he is in a measure. Hallelujah. Because they are not even permitted to see him, to know him, the way you and I have been called to come and know him. And when this beast give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, let's hear what they are saying. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and they were created. That is enough for you to give glory to God, that he created you for his pleasure. So, he created you for his pleasure, and for his pleasure you are, and you were created. That one is enough for you to keep praising him every day, for to thank him. What if he created you as a goat? You think he cannot? Huh? Nebuchadnezzar was created a human being, but they turned him to a beast. And he went into the wild, eating grass, and he grew feathers. You think God cannot create anything? He created you as a man for his pleasure. And his pleasure that he created us for is so that we can inherit him, inherit his image and his likeness. That is the greatest pleasure any being can bring to God. That you come, you were created a man and given the opportunity, the privilege to come to his image and his likeness. You know, Jesus was a being of pleasure to God. All his life, he brought pleasure to God. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He's well pleased. Well pleased. Why? Jesus was becoming the man that God created him to be. Jesus was becoming the man that God ordained him to be. He was bringing pleasure. He was rising. He was changing. He was changing as a person. He was changing as a person. And as he was changing as a person, he was appreciating. God was finding pleasure in him. So, has he also created you? That you also, we have access. The reason all the pastors are laboring every day is that you become a being of pleasure. Is that you rise up and fulfill the desire of God for you. That you become his image and his likeness. That you come into all that God has ordained you to come into. It's a privilege that God will apprehend you. You thank him for apprehending you. You know, as I sat down there, I just sat there, I said, God, what did I do? What did I do that you helped me this far? There were people we got born again together. They have gone in different ways. Some of them fell along the as we were coming. I was thinking of my friends that we got born again together. Some of them fell. They couldn't continue. There was no energy. There was no strength to continue. Some of them took different decisions, wrong decisions along the path. But God kept me, upheld me, helped me to keep following him, to keep changing, to keep obeying whatever he brings. He's a great help that deserves thanksgiving to God. Can you thank him for the strength he gave you not to chicken out of the faith? You think it's by your determination? You think it's by your will? You think it's by your strength that you are not chickening out? That you are not disbelieving and saying, let me go and find a life for myself? What kept you believing? What kept you believing? Even though some believings will cost you something, but you kept going. You kept going. You kept believing. You think it's by your strength that you take risk to follow God. Mercy visited you. Mercy, say it is by because of his mercy that we are not consumed. To be consumed, no, it does not just mean consumed physically. Your faith can be consumed. Your trust in God can be consumed. Your steadfastness in God can be consumed. His mercy has kept you from being consumed. Throughout the year, you stayed steadfast. Coming to church, come rain, come shine. Honestly, we don't see these reasons as reasons to thank God for. The reason why other blessings will follow you is because God has given you grace to keep going. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things shall be what? Added. It is by mercy that we are able to keep following. We follow in spite of contradictions, adversities. He kept us believing. Our faith is not shaken. We give thanks to him. We give glory to him for the mercy of preservation. Not just physical preservation, preservation of your faith, your trust in God. Ha 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 ha. Oh my sheun ke. Oh my sheun. God, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us steadfast, for keeping us going, keeping us trusting. In the face of adversity, we did not leave our faith behind. We did not chicken out. Satan came against us in different ways, but God kept us trusting, kept us going. Kept us going. The most principal Bible talks about our most holy faith. Your faith in God is precious. Not just faith for receiving dodo. And that even when dodo is not coming at the right time, you are trusting him for the ultimate purpose. Trusting him for life. You are able to trust him for life. Though the fig trees will not blossom, and there is no grapes upon the vine. God has given grace. He has given mercy, ability to trust him for life. Why are you holding on? It's because of the promise of life that is ahead of you. Promise of life. He has given us ability, grace, to trust him for life. Which is the most important. Because that's the promise. That is why he called us. This is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. As you are pressing towards eternal life, you are appreciating. You are changing. You are changing. Pressing towards eternal life is pressing towards the kingdom, which is your calling. Your calling. And every day, God has not ceased to supply meat, things that will help us in our journey. In our journey. The most important thing is being able to continue in this journey of life. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven and in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He prevailed because of you and I. You know what he went through to prevail? He prevailed, yielding to every dictate of God, every command, every demand of God. Everything God told him to do, he did it to prevail. Not because of himself, because of you and I. What I'm saying, it is those who appreciate this sacred destiny that will really appreciate what I'm talking about. We're in the season of inheritance. And what God is doing is giving everything necessary for you to inherit so you can fulfill the purpose for which you were created. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and what nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now the people who are singing this song, this thing they are saying does not pertain to them, but they are singing to the Lamb on our behalf. So we that they are singing to on our behalf, what are we supposed to be doing? We that these things appertain to, that redeemed us with his blood. They are giving glory to God for the Lamb, for what the Lamb has done for us. We that they did it for, what are we supposed to be doing? Should we not be rolling on the floor? You know, these things, we cannot appreciate it because we have grown. When you grow, you appreciate spiritual things more. I even thank God that I'm able to begin to appreciate spiritual things. To begin to appreciate the inheritance. God is redeeming us, is raising us, so that we will not be like Esau, who will say to the inheritance of, what is this to me? When they read this to some people, say, eh. So, now that one I go chop. But God has helped us so much that you are not just thinking of what you will chop. Food for the belly. The belly for food. God will destroy them both. But there is that which God has called us into that is indestructible. It is incorruptible. It is undefiled. It fades not away. God has called us to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that which fades not away. Because of that, God will preserve your life in your flesh. The devil can try you. God will keep you in your flesh once he sees that you are interested in realizing this inheritance. He is committed to keeping you in the flesh. This is the best way to be kept. The year 2026, the best way to be kept, press into the inheritance. Make up your mind to place the inheritance above every other thing. Press that this 2026, before it finishes, I go don't become another person. Then God is committed to keep you. You know, I used to wonder, When Jesus was in that boat, that boisterous wind came, do you know your preservation is the will of God? When he entered the boat, he didn't pray. Say, God, please, don't let this boat capsize. Ha! Somebody that said, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, oh God. God will not allow him to sink inside boat. He now instructs people don't sink. That's why he could sleep. He could sleep. The disciples will not understand what he come do. Say, Master, Master, carry thou not that we perish. Perish for where? A man of the will. A man of the will. Perish. Ha. He just got up and rebuked the wind and looked at them. Oh, ye of little faith. You don't have faith. I said, be thanking God that God is connecting you to the real thing. The thing that preserves man. Uniquely done. Tore everything. Took everything. But the life of Paul was preserved. In fact, by the time the wind was becoming too much that they could not see day and night, an angel of the Lord stood by him and told him, don't worry, this voyage is going to be very, very... He said, but I have given your life and the life of the people with you unto you. Nothing will happen to you. You will lose goods, oh, but you know life will be lost. Is it Paul that boisterous that Eurycleon and we claim on the sea? There is somebody who is more interested in Paul being alive than Paul himself. You don't understand. I want you to appreciate the magnitude of what God is bringing to you. When God makes you a storehouse of his things, those things will keep you. What you are keeping will keep you. Appreciate God. The most costly, precious to God is what he's bringing to you. His things. His things. His things. So you can become like him. And you now agree to become like him. And Satan will now say, ah, you're not going to leave. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Was he there when God called you? When God determined that this one, I will raise him to be like me. I will invest myself inside him. And Satan, ah, now that one I want top. This one where God don't choose. This Jesus where can come. I go sink him inside sea. Error. Error is unchoppable. Paul, after he escaped the Eurycleon, he landed on the island of Melita. Snake can't come again. Come fasting himself. I say, what will keep you is what God is committing into your hands. When that snake came, they didn't know the journey. They didn't know the ordination on the life of Paul. They don't know who call him. They don't know what he bring him there. They say, ah, this man is a bad man. He escaped the storm in the sea. Now, Nemesis has caught up with him. He cannot escape. See this beast. And they waited for him to swell and to fall down. Paul no give swell. He said, now the snake, now he die. They now change their mind. Ah, this is a God. Unusual things will begin to happen to us. Because of what God is bringing to us. Unusual things. We have not seen miracles. Oh. We will see miracle tire. So the one that is doing miracles now said, the one where miracle not the tire. He now said, come and partake of my glory. Come and partake. He said he has called us into his kingdom. Kingdom and glory. He has called us to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus. You know that glory that is of our Lord Jesus? You know the glory is resting on him because of the image that he carries. Because the Bible says he is the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. So for you to carry his glory, he will first raise his image in you. And what it takes to raise his image is firing them by words, by preaching, by teaching every Sunday, every week, every Wednesday. He's firing substances of his image fiery substances of glory, because it is from glory to glory as we change into the same image from glory to glory. He's firing substances of image, firing substances of glory every Sunday. You think he's joking? Are you seeing reasons why we should thank him? Why we should thank? You see, no wonder there has to be miracles. There has to be interventions. You don't understand. It is easier for God to heal your hand than for God to raise you in his image. It is costlier to give you substances of image. It is costlier than for him to say, be made whole. Than for him to say, let your eyes open. It is costlier to open your eyes in the spirit for you to see him. The Bible says the things that God has ordained for us, angels desire to look into it. Yet these angels, they will fall down and be worshiping. They rest not night and day. Say, holy, holy, holy. The being that angels are worshiping and they rest not day and night is the one who has promised himself everything that pertains to him. Everything that pertains to his being, his essence, his image, his glory, he has promised it to man. And man, no, they dance. Man go say, do no plenty today. Say, do day, the egg on top of the do no rich. Meanwhile, what make God to be God is what they have promised you as a man to come into. That God, where angels they see, they don't they rest day and night shouting, holy, holy. Did they see God in a measure? Holy, holy, holy. They won't faint. They will fall down. They will cast their crown. What made that God to be who he is what they want to give to you. No be mercy be that. No be mercy be that. When you know these things, you will dance. Jesus Christ on earth. When he knew what he was going to become, he didn't care much about many things. So he said, foxes have holes, birds have nests. The Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. He was not particular about if he wanted a mansion. He doesn't need to put blocks together. He can just say, the choicest place in Jerusalem, mansion B. He had that power. But that was not his concern. His concern is, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can walk. What was giving pleasure, what kept him going, is not whether he's wearing the latest damask or the latest designer. No concern him. Because you wear designer as flesh, you remain flesh. Because the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Flesh, they wear designer, they rejoice. Then evil spirits will come and perch on you, and wee wee on your head, and poo poo on your head, because you have not changed. And another person, they not wear designer, but they change. Where evil spirit come, you go say, where are you coming from? From where to where? Who is your mate? Who? What? Will you? Sorry. It's a mistake. We're not meant to come here. We don't know, say you don't grow rich that one. Where we know if he touch you again. Which one do you prefer? To wear designer and evil spirit are pooping on your head? Or to wear teru? You know what teru? Teru is the cheapest fabric. But they give you substance of growth. You see, those substances, the mistake we make is that those substances they are giving us is able to attract better than designer, other things. It's just that we have been beaten down to think that these are the things that matter to us. But we give glory to Jesus that God is committed to making us to appreciate these things. We are no longer profane people. You know, the Bible says you should not be profane like Esau, who chose porridge above birthright. He don't know say birthright go bring plenty porridge. Bring more than porridge. blessings that he rejected. He chop porridge. Tomorrow he will be hungry again. But you eat porridge today, you not go chop porridge tomorrow. But there is something that they give to you that satisfies God. He has promised us himself and is committed to it. Throughout this year, he didn't fail in bringing substances of himself to us. Throughout this year, God has been faithful. God has been faithful, committed to raising us, to bringing himself to us. You know those days, because of following God, there are things you turn your back on. And you don't care whether he comes or not. All you care about is, let me get God. So I used to have friends who used to laugh at me. They laugh at me. So one of them, she was traveling one time. And I said, Oremi, perfume that you bought for me the other time is finished though. I beg you, can you buy me one when you are coming? And that does not cost her anything. Do you know she abused me? She abused me where? She even called me Oluju Kokoro. Ah, my friend. Because of perfume. It's okay. I said, sorry. So years down the line, I said, pursue God. Story can't change. Myself, I can't become distributor of perfume. Better than the one she bought for me. I said, distributor. When you say cocktail of perfume, now you are they get for my table. So you understand? So I was now traveling recently. She now said, can you buy me perfume? I said, hey. I said, what type? She mentioned the name. I said, really? She said, yes. I said, well, you don't really have to buy it. I said, don't worry. I will buy it for you. I said, because, of course, you don't respond with evil. I said, don't be overcome with evil. Overcome evil with good. So I went looking for the perfume. Not the kind of perfume that they display anyhow. They have a special place. They put it at duty-free shops. So they brought it out. They said, this perfume is top designer. It's not everybody that uses it. Said, buy it for me. She was shocked when I came back. I said, how will I get your perfume across? She said, you bought it? I said, yes, I bought it. So when she told you, I said, how can you send somebody to buy you this kind of perfume? How can you? She said, anyway, she has bought it. She's my friend. But those days, I no be friend to be reckoned with. They were so angry that I was using all my life to follow Jesus. Say, waiting. Are you the first Christian? Because of this, your pursuit of God. Why are you so poor? But I give glory. I thank God. I will always thank God for not allowing me to hear those things. To slow down on my pursuit. He didn't allow me to hear those things. When they say it, I laugh. And they remain my friends till tomorrow. Till tomorrow, they remain my... We see play around me. I'm not angry. I'm not bitter. Because I had a grasp, a little, of what I was pressing into. Even if I'm not able to buy perfume till today, what I am holding is far better. Much better. So I was not pressing into God to be able to use perfume, but to lay hold on his life. A lot of things kept coming back to me. A lot. Insult. One of my friends, we are still friends till tomorrow. A friend of mine looked at me, said, that's your ministry that you do in your sitting room. Now, sitting room ministry. But we gave our best to it. Said, that's your ministry. He's a Christian, he's not an unbeliever. A Christian should not be talking like that. He's against the brotherhood. Why will you open your mouth to say such to a believer that you know he's not looking for money, not looking for gain? Say, that's your ministry that is in your sitting room. I laughed. And we'll see friends till tomorrow. Is my friend Oremini? We're friends. We're not quarreling. No bitterness. Why? Those words mean nothing. In the face of what God is giving, I say what God is giving is precious. It's precious. Those things, they hold them at you so that you can stop pursuing what God is giving. So that you can go wrong. You can take a wrong turn. Say, God, God, all my mates have gone ahead of me. My mates went ahead of me for where I know Green. I will even be hailing them. Or Remi Olowo. Or Remi Olowo. That's what I used to call them. Or Remi Olowo. You know the praise that is for God. The grace, the understanding he gave. Yes, so that those things don't mean a thing to you. They will look at me and say, maybe we all read this law together. We were making millions. You are here carrying Bible everywhere. What am I saying? What am I saying? Have you seen reasons why you should thank God? Thank God for the ability he has given to you to stand. In the face of contradictions, you are pressing in. In the face of challenges, you are pressing in. You are not giving up. You are not messing up. To have been able to journey this far, you should give thanks to God. It takes mercy of God, not for you to not to give in to the pressure around you. People say all sorts so that you can change direction. You can do ministry in a different way. But God has been faithful to them. It is worth giving thanks to God. God has brought us this far, has helped us by his mercy, by his grace. Honestly, I appreciate what God is doing in my life. Do you appreciate what he's doing in your life? I appreciate it. I appreciate his mercy. I appreciate his grace. I thank him. The year started, and the year is coming to an end, and we are still standing. We are stronger. We are making stronger resolutions to pursue life. There is grace that has brought us this far, that has helped us. God has helped us. The psalmist says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you visit him? What are you that God is visiting you? How many times has he visited you? Visitations, orishirishi. You know, when God comes to instruct you, it's a visitation. It is mercy. When God comes to correct you, it's a visitation. It's mercy. When he comes to open your eyes to see what you are not seeing before, it's a visitation. It's a mercy. How many people they get that visitation? Some people now only once a year, they will break through to the spirit and hear one instruction. Some people throughout their lifetime, they know they hear instruction. God know they talk to them. It's a natural life of a believer to be supernatural. It's a natural life for you to be supernatural. Armed robbers are coming to you. You pick it. Their spirit will lead you to avoid it. You want to enter a car that will have accident. Your spirit will tell you, make you no enter. No enter this one. Go enter the one where they will not start calling passenger from the scratch. That one that is almost full, come out of it. Supernatural. Supernatural now becomes your natural life. Did you make pandedian for God? It's mercy, 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 mercy. We will have multiplication of it. Increase mercy in the coming year. We will thank him for his mercies. We are actually meant to be supernatural beings. You just break into things you don't understand. Remember those days before I got married, a friend of mine was getting married. And I was her chief bridesmaid. So I was going to Lagos with the money for my dress, chief bridesmaid dress. As I was walking from my house to the bus stop, my spirit just started talking. There is no divination against Jacob. No enchantment against his uncontrollably. I started saying it from nowhere. I didn't read it in the Bible in the morning. My spirit just brought it up at my mouth. Said, no divination against Jacob. No enchantment against Israel. No divination against Jacob. No enchantment against Israel. Just like that. And I was walking to the bus stop. When I got to the bus stop, you know this, those days, Kabu Kabu? One Kabu Kabu was passing. One person wanted to enter. They didn't allow her to enter. It was me. They said I should enter. Because they have washed their eyes. They know who is carrying money. What he wed you? So I entered. As we entered, the woman that was sitting in the middle, one man was sitting at the in front. The woman answered, God driver, Joe, let's talk. The driver said, no, talk. No, I'm not talking anything. Where did you get that kind of big money? Where did you? I will take you to police station. Said, please don't take me to police station. Hey, Joe, please see. I said, I will take you to police station. You know, once you talk, the enchantment, the spell will come on you. I was just looking at them. So I was not talking. The woman now said, madam, you are a woman like me. Help me beg them. You know, your curiosity will say, mbole, you know, tirowo. Hello, legbe. How much is your DC? You are a woman like me. Help me beg them. This one. I didn't say a word. And we're approaching CMS. So the man in front now turned back and said, madam, you are a woman like her now. Join her to beg the driver. This morning, where I cry, nobody will collect them. Go anywhere. So as we're approaching CMS, I told them, I said, please, I want to come down. I said, how much is your money? He said, one account, one kind of money. I said, no, that's not my money. That's not the amount I'm paying. So anyway, get down. Go away. Go away, Joe. Pay them. As he paid them, he sweet me. Who made it to sweet me? Supernatural. That should be our natural. Our natural. That is what God is bringing us into. All these teachings, I'm talking about almost 30 years ago. That is elementary of a believer. We are meant to grow in it. To grow in it. Are you not thanking God for what he has brought you into? Are you not thanking him for what he's bringing you into? A life that brings you above the normal human being. That is the gospel that they have handed over to us. They are teaching us every day. To appreciate. To become better. To appreciate. Say, wait till I go chop. Wait till you go chop. Day inside the gospel. Take no thought for your life. What you will eat. What you will wear. Wherewith you will live. Take no thought. He said, your father knows that you have need of these things. But rather, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. Other things shall be added. Other things. Thank him that he is making you believe this thing, Pastor. Ordinary man, not a believer more. Wait till I go chop is what is in the mouth of everybody. We say, come and see God. Say, wait till I go chop. Give glory to God for giving you grace to be able to focus on pressing into the kingdom. Pressing into the kingdom. Pressing into the kingdom. Pressing into the kingdom. His mercy. His mercy. Mercy makes you to press into the kingdom. Makes you to press into the kingdom. Make you to press into the kingdom. We thank him for every provision throughout the year. All these things, what would they talk? You know, chop. We chop so day we they do exercise. Yeah. So we can lose weight. Chop plenty. How many of you has been sleeping under the bridge? If you don't get your own house, your brother get house. Where you go if you sleep? That is mercy of God. That you have a brother that has a house that you can sleep in. Thank God for it. You don't get dress. Your sister gets dress too much. It go clothe you. Thank God. But keep pressing. Keep pressing. The coming year, we will press more. Amen. We will obey more. Amen.
Amen.
We obey faster. Amen. Because we have appreciated in a way that we can obey God better. We have come into understanding. Understanding is what giving thanks to God for. Understanding that is making us to make our minds to follow God better, to press into God better. It is what giving thanks to God for. Can we bless Him this afternoon? Can we give glory to Him this afternoon? Can we worship Him? Do you have reasons why you should sing to Him?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lovesyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.